Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting trouble for migrants in Serbia. Serbia is saying it's not able to handle the vast number of migrants gathered along the border with Hungary after Hungarian officials closed the crossing point as part of a crackdown on the migrants. Serbia's Foreign Minister Ivica Dačić called it unacceptable for migrants to have to return to Serbia, especially as more arrive from Greece and Macedonia. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban said under new security measures that took effect Tuesday, his administration will be tough on those who cross the border illegally. Police have so far detained about 175 people. Those who enter Hungary without permission could be sentenced to up to 3 years in prison. Hungary has also declared a state of emergency in two southern counties. The United States is warning North Korea against engaging in irresponsible provocations after Pyongyang announced it had restarted normal operations at its Yongbyon nuclear complex. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said Tuesday that North Korea should refrain from such actions.
We will not accept North Korea as a nuclear state.
The White House issued the statement after North Korea warned it is ready to use nuclear weapons against the United States at any time. Kenya's National Commission on Human Rights is accusing police and security forces of numerous violations. They include murder and torture in the country's ongoing fight against terrorism. The commission said in a new report Tuesday that the human rights violations are widespread, systematic, and well-coordinated. There are allegations of torture, beatings, waterboarding, and electric shocks. The report says ethnic Somalis and Muslims have been disproportionately targeted. This is VOA News. Iran's nuclear chief says that the head of the UN's nuclear watchdog will visit Tehran later in the week. Ali Akbar Salehi made the comments to Iranian television after meeting in Vienna with International Atomic Energy Agency chief Yukiya Amano. The IAEA will be in charge of overseeing the agreement Iran reached in July with a group of six world powers to limit its nuclear program in exchange for economic sanctions relief. As concerns build that an influx of Russian military aid to Syria could make the conflict there worse, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke Tuesday with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov. The U.S. Defense Department has said Moscow appears to be setting up an airbase near the northwestern Syrian port of Latakia. Russian President Vladimir Putin defended his country's military support for Syria, saying that Russia will continue to aid President Bashar al-Assad's forces in their fight against terrorist aggression. Syrian government forces are locked in a bitter struggle to control strategic ground outside the capital, Damascus, and a highway along the Lebanese border leading to the northern coastline. Edward Uranian has more.
Amateur video reportedly shows anti-government rebels calling themselves the Army of Islam, shelling government positions and firing automatic weapons at them. Anti-government Arab media claims that the Syrian army has been pushed back along several fronts north of the city. Syrian state TV, however, claims the government has destroyed tunnels used by rebel groups and to have beaten them back in the suburbs called Ghouta Sharia. Arab media, however, report that the rebels have been shelling regions of the capital under government control more frequently in recent weeks. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Police in Thailand have for the first time publicly linked last month's deadly bombing of a Bangkok shrine to China's Uyghur ethnic minority group. Investigators say they believe the bombing was a revenge attack carried out by human traffickers who smuggled Uyghurs through Thailand. The August 17th bombing killed at least 20 people and injured dozens of others, mostly Chinese tourists. Two political novices, billionaire real estate mogul Donald Trump and former neurosurgeon Ben Carson, topped the latest survey as the choice of U.S. Republicans for the party's 2016 presidential nomination. As the 16-candidate Republican field gets set for another round of debates Wednesday night, the latest CBS New York Times poll shows Trump with 27% support nationally and Carson with 23%. Neither has ever held elected office. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.